DFW, how you doing, Jerry?
Yes, good afternoon. And how you doing today?
Here by an hour. Sorry about that. Doing well over here.
Had a pretty good day yesterday. It rained a little bit here, but not much. We needed it, Dave.
I think they said they got about 2 inches out by the airport, so we definitely needed it.
Some of the bands last night sounded like some of the stuff on 40 meters and 20 meters was opening back up again a little bit.
Be nice. I'd like to see it when conditions were really good.
It's going to get better within the next year, year and a half. You'll be really happy with the setup you got now. When the bands open up, you'll have a better trouble working a lot of stations with the antennas you got set up now. I'm sure it'll make a big difference when they get above the 200 range, which they will. You'll be pleasantly surprised.
Hey, I've seen a couple of days that was pretty good with what I had, so I can only anticipate how good it's going to be.
The last one was probably 10 years ago, but back in the 80s, it was easy to work just about anything on. I mean, you can work about anything you want to on 100 watts really easily, and I used a lot less than that most of the time with a not-so-good antenna. I think you'll see a lot of improvement on 10 to 15 meters. There's still some 6-meter opens there, ones like you can come right down. Propagation chart is in the 7. It seems like you can see the propagation when these open 6 probably as well. I missed that, Kenny. Kind of bumped his out of the meter there. Repeater, but no audio that time.
Is any better?
KS4 CFW. Scratchy, but I could hear all that.
Bad spot, kind of right there at the Farmer's Market and Rutherford Road, 291 area. It just doesn't get into the repeater real good.
It's solid now, no problem whatsoever.
Short little time, Paris Mountain just gets in the way.
It's kind of jutting up there. You get on the other side of it, just you get nothing. You get just out of the shadow of it, and everything's full quieting again.
To today.
Anything planned for me today, and I don't have anything planned, so I guess that means not much of anything other than just I may piddle. I got one radio. I got to work on some. I got to work on some frequencies programmed in one of these radios, and I got to work on that a little bit. That's pretty simple usually. And I got to update my. I got a unit and scanner, and I've got to update my database on it. See if there's anything added to still give it activity. But real lucky this year, at least they haven't gone encrypted yet. But they could at any time, I guess.
The updated code plug for my DMR radio, and then I should be good to go.
That's good to be able to do that. That's once you get to just the DMR, I guess it's pretty makes sense, but it's really hard getting started out in it to understand the color codes and that's the color codes and some tone color codes and slots and stuff like that, a little easier for me to understand since I've worked with them on public service band stuff, but it still requires a whole different thing. It's not like using a Motorola or anything like that, even programming for a scanner, but some systems are single frequency trunk and some of them are just individual frequencies. You just have to know what you're doing to get them. I've probably got 500 or 600 frequencies in my scanner, I guess. But it's one of these, it does tracking and P25, phase one and phase two. I got a DMR option too. I don't have the NXDN. And I can listen to DMR, amateur repeaters pretty easily with it. It's just about me if I'm within range of them.
Getting started in it. So far, the only only repeater I've been on is that Spartanburg one. I don't have a hotspot, so I can't get on some of the others. But I can definitely get into the one there in Spartanburg.
I think they pay the hotspot for D-Star, but yes, this little difference is they'll have talkers. You just got reflectors and that sort of thing. It's not as complicated, I don't think, as DMR is. It's a little easier to get set up initially. But once you get it set up, it's pretty easy to change stuff in it. Even, I don't have to go through the hotspot. I can change the stuff on the radio, and it does it through the hotspot. I don't have to get in and change the configuration. Those hotspots are pretty handy, though. It makes it nice to walk around the yard, around the block, and, run about maybe a half watt at the most and talk on them. It's kind of like cross-band repeat without that other deal going on with it, having to worry about the delay and that sort of thing.
EFW. Yeah, I'm just learning, and then learning what you can do. I've been looking at some of the hot spots, but it's cheaper to build your own, but you can't find the components. You know what I mean? And they're wanting almost $300 for a store bought one.
There's next in 3.5 Zoom spots, probably about a year ago, I guess. I think I paid a little bit over $200. It was completely assembled, ready to go. All I had to do is set up my Wi-Fi network and put in my frequency I wanted and set it up on the configuration screen and it's ready to go. And it does. I think it'll do cross mode if you use Fusion into DMR, but it's got DMR, Fusion, NXDM, P25. It's got about everything that's out there, but it's just set it up pretty easy. And like I said, the stuff's getting harder and harder to find, from what I understand. They're not that difficult to build up, but I'm being a lazy sort. I just went and bought mine already built. And just got a little screen on it so you can see. Of course, you can put up the dashboard on it on the Wi-Fi on the computer or on the iPad or whatever device you're using and see who's on. And so that makes it easier there to see what's going on. And with the radios, the ICOM radio shows the location, the call signs. It's a little different, I guess, and the Fusion's always confused me a little bit. You really have to have it hooked up to a, you can work it through a hotspot, but you really need to have it worked into, running straight off a PC, which just kind of defeats the purpose of a hotspot to me.
It's not like back in the old days. They got a lot of computer-aided systems out there. In the old days, it was just the RF, and that was about it, right?
Ready and CW, I guess when Packet came along, that was the first major shift, and of course into APRS back in the 80s too, but before the digital stuff came along, it was a lot separate. Packet was not all that easy to set up, based on what little I know about it, but the other stuff is just, got your antenna, hooked everything up, turned the radio, and went at it.
Yeah, I'm still in that learning mode. I don't know all there is to know about it, but like I said, I've made a few contacts with it and a few local, with the local guys and that, but that's about it. Andrew and Patrick and myself are all on a learning curve, and Richard's helping us out.
Thanks, here. In between that bunch, you ought to be flush with that. It is a little bit of a learning curve. I understand Keith Kane and 4CH from Seneca. He knows a lot about it. He's programmed a lot of radios. He's helped a lot of people out over the last few months, I know. And there's another guy here in town that is pretty pretty astute about getting them done too. I just had adventure in that. I about got too many irons in the fire now.
Those irons. Yeah, the bad thing about it, you know, you get this, the information in there, and then it's toggling through the different zones and everything on your radio to, you know, to be able to find what you're looking for, and then you got to go back to the code plug, change some stuff around and that. So it, you know, it's one thing to get it in there, it's another thing to get it where it's user friendly.
You're working with talk groups, that's similar to, it's not a trunk system, but it's similar to a trunk system where you got to have the correct talk group, you got to be going through the correct frequency for the whatever repeater you're using. These are repeaters you're using, then you got to have the correct slot, color code, and all that. There's just so many combinations that you can program thousands of talk groups into one of those radios. And I don't know enough about it, Ken, to know how you move from one group to another, that sort of thing. Imagine, you know, with a D-Star, you have to disconnect one reflector and then link to another one, and that's really about it. You don't have to do anything else other than that.
Same way. I just have to turn a knob on top of the radio, but the screen is so small. You know, it's limited to with the characters you can put on there, so it's, you know, kind of hard to remember which is which and what you're looking for. And then you got to get in the, you got to put it in the right zone so it appears there it's in a different zone. Then you got to, you know, drop that one and go ahead and go to a different zone and then find the one you're looking for. And just about how to get it set up so it's a little more user friendly. But so far, I'm liking it. The radio is really good.
The audio quality of what I've heard is really good. You know, the public service side and on the amateur side, the little bit wider signal, the D-Star is only 7.5 kilohertz, I think. And if you're using the DMR somewhere around 12.5 or something like that, that's pretty good. Gives you a little bit better, you know, tonal quality in it, at least from the, you know, from the radio. And I think these any tones and these other ones that are, you know, these 878s and these other ones, they've kind of, you know, set the bar a lot higher than the really inexpensive stuff. And you know, now they're plugging up around the cost of a regular, you know, big three, 2 meter, you know, 440 rig.
Well, hold on just a sec. The house, so I'm gonna say 7.3 and get in here and see what kind of trouble I can get into, and at least put that new code plug in that radio. But it's good talking to you, Jerry. I hope you have an awesome afternoon. KN4TFW.
You can have a great afternoon. Good talking to you as usual. N4DJC clear.